The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th chapter, text number 10, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in August of 1968 in Montreal, Canada.
मन्ने तदर्पितमनो वचने हितास्य प्राणं पुनाति सकुलं नतु भूरिमाण. This verse we have been discussing in the last meeting. It is one of the many verses in the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj to Lord Nrisimha. So Prahlad Maharaj says that a person who has dedicated his life tadarpita mana vachana. Arpita means dedicated. Mana means mind. Vachana means words. So we act in this body, we act with our mind, with our words, and with our body. Mind, body, and words. This is the medium of exchanging our activities. So Prahlad Maharaj says, one who has dedicated these three things, mind, body, and words, to the service of the Lord, I think he is best. How best? Vipra-disara-guna-juta. He is better or the best than anyone. In this material world, the Brahmin, the most intellectual person, with 12 good qualifications. Sapta, sama, dama, he's truthful, he's control of the senses, control of the mind, he's simple, he's tolerant, he's full of knowledge, he's full of scientific knowledge, he knows everything of Vedas. These are the qualities of a Brahmin. But Prahlad Maharaj says that in spite of having all these qualities, if one is aravindanabhat padaravindavimukhat, if one is averse to the service of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then even though he is a qualified Brahmin, even though he is the most intellectual person, he is rejected. And better than him is he who, even born in a very low family, sapacham. Sapacham means the dog eater. The dog eaters, there are different kinds of place eaters. So, there are dog eaters also, that I have already explained. The dog eaters are considered the lowest of the mankind. So, Prahlad Maharaj says that even if he is born in the family of the dog eater, but if he has dedicated his body, mind and words for the service of the Lord, he is better than such Brahmin who has got all the good qualifications, but he has no attachment for God or the Supreme Personality of God. This is the comparison. Why you are giving so much importance to the man, even if he is born in a lower family? He says, manne tadatpita mano vachana iha. Iha means endeavor. or anyone who has engaged this endeavor for the service of the Lord. See, Rupa Goswami has described about this person whose endeavor is always in service of the Lord. How? Just like the members of the Krishna Consciousness Society. What is their endeavor? Their only endeavor is how this Krishna Consciousness should be spread all over the world. Why they're endeavoring? Because Krishna wants it. Krishna wants it. God wants it. Why God wants it? Because we are all sons of God. We have gone to dog. Instead of going to God, we have gone to dog. Therefore God is very anxious to reclaim. He comes therefore in person, Krishna. He sends his son, Lord Jesus Christ, or he sends his devotee. He leaves behind him the books like Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam or many other such literatures. Why? To reclaim these obstinate, bewildered sons of God. They have forgotten God, and they are, instead of loving God, they are now loving dog. Therefore God is very anxious. It is natural. If a father is a very rich man, and he has got many sons, he wants to see his sons very happy. But if the sons go away from home, and becomes crazy, do not come back home, the father is more anxious than the son. The son does not understand that what is his precarious condition of life in this material world. But God understands that how much in miserable condition he is living. Threefold miserable condition of this material existence is always disturbed, but still he does not wish to go back to Godhead. Therefore, there is a constant endeavor on the part of God to reclaim these conditioned souls. Who are conditioned souls? Those who have got this material body. They are called conditioned souls. Because this material body means you have to live under certain conditions. Just like I require fan. Why? Because I have been put into the condition of warm. I cannot tolerate it, but I have to live. Similarly, severe cold. I do not want it, but I have to live. I do not want set fire at home, but there is fire. And there is fire brigade. In this way, in every step of our life, we are always in danger. But foolish persons, they do not understand it. They are thinking that I am happy. They are thinking this is called illusion, maya. Actually, he is unhappy in every step. But the spell of maya or illusion is so strong that even in the lowest stage of life, anyone will think that he is happy. Even in the animals, you have experienced that so many animals they are living in such a miserable condition, but still he does not like to give up this body. But the pain is more felt by God than the living creature in this conditioned life. So it is always, there is an always endeavor on the part of God to send his representative, he comes himself, he keeps book, So, anyone who takes up this endeavor on behalf of God to reclaim this conditioned soul back to Godhead, back to home, he is considered the most intimate devotee, dear devotee of the Lord. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Nata tasmat manusyeshu kaschid me priyakritam. If you want to become very dear to Krishna or God, then try to take up these missionary activities. What is that? Spread Krishna consciousness. Krishna will be very much pleased. If you want to live in a solitary place and perform yoga system for your personal elevation of self-realization, that is very good, undoubtedly. But if you try to convert others to the Krishna consciousness platform, it is far better. Prahlad Maharaj will find in his prayer, he'll say to the Lord Nishanga Deva, "My dear Lord, naivad vijay para durattaya vaitaranya. This world is full of anxieties, that I know, and it is full of miserable conditions. But I am not afraid. Why you are not afraid? Tadvijya ganayana mahamrata magna chitta. Because I have taken to chanting of your glorious activities. So when I chant your glorious activities or your glories, I become merged into the ocean of nectar. Therefore, these worldly anxieties or miseries do not disturb me. I am quite safe. Naivad vidye para durattaya vaitaranyat tad vidya gayana maham mita magna chitta. Then, why you appear to be very anxious? Why you are anxious? Yes, I have got anxiety. What is that anxiety? Soche tato vimukha chetasa. I am simply disturbed for those rascals who are bereft of your consciousness. We have no Krishna consciousness. I am simply anxious for them. Soche tato vimukha chetasa. Why you are anxious for them? Because indriyartham maya sukhaya bharamad bahato vimuram. These foolish rascals, they have created a very troublesome civilization simply for sense gratification. That's all. They are so-called advancement of civilization, machinery and so many things that they're complicated. But what is their purpose? The purpose is Indriya Sukha. Indriya Sukha means sense gratification. That's all. And what is that? Sense gratification, maya sukha. Indriyatam, for the matter of the senses, maya means illusion. If this kind of sense gratification has no practical meaning, it is simply temporary, flickering. But I am hankering after return and pleasure, and what this sense gratification will give me, they do not know. But they have invented a type of civilization full of activities simply for the matter of sense gratification. So I am simply anxious for them. So this is the business of a Krishna conscious person. A Krishna conscious person is not at all anxious for his personal self, because he knows perfectly that he is protected by Krishna in all circumstances. That's why Prahlad Maharaj, he was put to so much difficulties by his father, but still he steadily fixed up in his position, because he knew that my father cannot do anyhow. I am fixed up, and actually so happened. So those who are taken very seriously to this business of Krishna consciousness, they are already free. I was just going to explain the word iha. Iha means endeavor. This iha has been explained by Rupa Goswami very nicely. He says, iha jasya harir dasi. Iha means endeavor. One who has engaged, everyone is endeavoring, nobody is idle. Everyone is trying something, do something, endeavoring something, for higher position or higher distinction, so many things. The endeavor is there, that is the symptom of life. A living entity means he is always active. Resistance and activity, these are the symptoms of life. So, iha, this activity, endeavor, Rupa Goswami says, iha jasya harir dasi. Anyone who has engaged his endeavors simply for Krishna, Hari, or the Supreme Personality of God. Karmanamadasavata, the same thing as Kullar Maharaj says, prana, mana, vacha. And because these things require for endeavoring, we require our mind attention. If you want to do, you have clear attention, you must engage your body, you must engage your words. So Rupa Goswami says, iha jasya harir dasi karmanamadasavata nikhilesu pi avasthasu. He may remain in anywhere, in any stage of life. It doesn't matter whether he is European, American, Indian, Brahmin, Sudra, white, black, or this or that, it doesn't matter. But if he has simply engaged his endeavor for the service of the law, he is a liberated person. That is the definition given by Rupa Goswami. Iha jasya harir dasi. So Prahlad Maharaj also says the same thing, that I consider that person is better than the so-called qualified Brahmin, because his endeavors are engaged in the service of the law. Sapajam varishtam pranam punati sakuram lat bhurimana. A highly qualified materialistic person, he is proud of his qualification. Anyone, there are four things to become proud. Janmai sajja sutasri. If one is born in very good family, high family, aristocratic family or rich family, he is proud. He is always proud. And one who is very wealthy, he is also very proud. And one who is very beautiful, he is also proud. And one who is very learned, a great scholar, he is also very proud. So Prahlad Maharaj says that while this pride will help him, he may remain a very proud man, full of pride. So long this body is there, that's all. As long the body is finished, your designation as Rockefeller, finished. Your degree, MA, PhD, finished. Your beautiful body, finished. Your aristocratic family, finished. Then you have to take another platform according to your work. If you have done works like, again, aristocratic art, learned activities, then you get similar body. But in spite of all your acquisitions, you have played the part of a dog, then you are going to become a dog. Because After leaving this body, we are completely in the hands of material nature. Prakita kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa. The Bhagavad Gita says that the material nature is acting. I have got this body not according to my choice. You have got this body not according to your choice. So nobody can say that next life I shall get a body like this. There are so many 8 million, 400,000 of bodies. So that choice is not in your hand. That choice is in your work. So if you in this body work in Krishna consciousness, then next body you are going to get a body like Krishna. That is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Janma karma me dibbam jajanati tattata takta deham punar janma naiti maameti kaunte. If anyone is always full in Krishna consciousness, always trying to understand Krishna, always trying to engage himself in the service of Krishna, that means fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, he is sure to get next body just like Krishna. What is the difference between Krishna and your body? That is said in the Bhagavad Gita also. When Arjuna inquired from Krishna, Krishna, you say that you spoke this yoga system of Bhagavad Gita to Sun God, but I know that you are born just like me. Your age and my age is similar. You are my friend. How can I believe that you spoke this philosophy to Sun God, which means some millions of years ago? So what was the reply of Krishna? The reply was that your birth and my birth, there are many, many times, but I remember them all, and you forget. That is the difference. Why we forget? Because we get a different body. Just like you remember, you have been a child. Just like here is a small baby. He has got a small body. But when she will be grown up girl, she will forget. Because the body has changed. Forget. So because we change our body, therefore we forget. This is a fact. Just like when you, at night, you are in dream, you forget your body. You are dreaming that you have got a body of a bird, you are flying in the sky. And you have forgotten completely that you are Mr. and Mrs. such and such, lying in a room. You have forgotten. So in daily experience, you can understand that due to change of body, we forget. Death means change of body and forgetfulness. That is death. Krishna said that you forget, you have forgotten, but I have not forgotten. That means indirectly Krishna said that I do not change my body, but you change your body. So you are all changing our body. Lord Maharaj says that this person who is very much proud of his intelligence, his aristocracy, his wealth, his education, he can become a proud, but by that prideness he cannot purify himself. But this person, even if he is born in the family of a dog eater, because he has engaged his everything, mind, words and body in the service of the Lord, he can purify not only himself but his whole family. That is the prerogative of a devotee. If there is a pure, sincere devotee in a family, that family up to 7 generations up and down, they are also liberated. that information we have got in the Vedic scripture. So, Prahlad Maharaj says, that proud man who is simply proud of his qualification of this body, he cannot even purify himself, and what to speak of purifying his family. But this man who is born even in the family of a dog eater, but because he has engaged himself fully and solely in the service of the Lord, he not only purifies himself, but he purifies his whole family. Sakulam, this very word is pranam punati sakulam natu bhurimana. Jata bhakti hinasa tai guna garbayo bhavanti. That is very nice commentary by Siddhartha Swami, that the difference between a devotee and non-devotee is this, that a non-devotee is simply proud of his acquisition, that's all. He has no other qualities. But a devotee, because he is humble and meek, he thinks that all these nice qualifications which Krishna has given me, or God has given me, so much wealth, so much education, so much beauty, oh, let me engage these things to the service of Krishna. That is the difference between a devotee and non-devotee. There is a very nice verse of Chanakya Pandit, the difference between a great soul and a poor soul. Ahavato charitrani vijitrani mahatanam lakhim trinaya tuchanti tadvharena namantis. The difference between devotee and non-devotee is that if a devotee is rich man, then he will think, oh, Krishna has entrusted me with so much money, so it is Krishna's money, let me spend it for Krishna. There are very Prahlad Maharaj, Bhishma Maharaj, and Yudhishthira Maharaj, there are many, many great kings. They are very rich, but they engage their money for the service of Krishna. Similarly, a devotee, if he is educated, he tries to apply his education and qualification in describing Krishna by so many literature, so many publications. That is the proper use. And Bhagavat says, as I have several times explained before you, that śānuṣṭhitasya dharmasya saṃsiddhi haritosa. If you want to see the perfection of your acquisition, if you want to test, suppose you are a very good, learned man. Now you think over whether by becoming such learned man your life has become successful. That test is when you see that you have engaged your learning in the service of Krishna, then it is successful. Otherwise it is finished with this body. Similarly, take anything, learning, beauty, or wealth, or anything, whatever you possess, there are many good things to possess in this material world. But if that good thing is engaged in the service of Krishna and God, then it is success. Otherwise, it is simply burden, or it is finished as soon as this body is finished. Thank you very much.